They were created, and a lot about that interesting detail on music. So if you want to get a bit of history on music, then listen to Willie's show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. I love doing that. Otherwise, you can just sit at home and listen to CDs, right?
That's true.
I mean, yeah, this way you want to hear a little bit of something about the artists and the songs. And yeah, that's what I try to do, Jeff. Yeah,
it's good to hear that. And let's get moving on with. I almost gave it away at the beginning of the show. Remember, I want to tell you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, folks, this is a golden record. We're just doing like a little special mini series about social dancing.
Yes.
So, the larger picture is a golden record is a collection of musics and sounds from the Earth that's up in the Voyager spacecraft, and those are now mankind's furthest reaching satellites, man-made devices anywhere.
Yes.
They're like, how far away are they, Mike? Mike's got our JPL Voyager web page up.
Okay,
stand by. Well, you can do that or you can just read it off there.
And distance from Earth for Voyager 1 is 13,482,657,000 miles.
There you go, that far away and 41 years ago. So I like that. In lieu of that, what this show was actually it's called Golden Record, and that's why I got a question I like to ask guests. So, do you think that intelligent life in the universe, that there's got to be intelligent life in the universe, there can't, unless you just believe we're the only ones? But intelligent life, do you think aliens dance? What do you think, Heather? Do you think aliens dance?
Oh, I certainly hope so. I can just picture it now. Not that I really know what the alien looks like, but it's got to be cool. I'm sure it is.
Do you think it's universal sign of intelligence that they have music and they have dancing?
Well, I think probably the very, very first Homo sapiens had some form of dance.
Yeah.
Moves. Yeah. So I think so.
Music and would be a sign of intelligent life in anybody's world. What do you think, Willie?
Well, you know, let's put it this way. They're coming out with more and more information on stars that have planets that are equidistant from them, as our Earth is from our sun.
Yeah, the Goldilocks zone, it's called.
Yeah,
yeah, where the water is hardened.
I mean, there's honestly millions of possibilities out there, and so if the conditions are right. They have to be right to create life as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is a possibility now. As far as are they musically inclined? Well, all I remember is an old 45 that I heard called "The Martian Hop," and it was a sort of an instrumental tune. It was a fun tune.
Yeah.
So if that's any indication, there's probably dancing out there, Jeff.
All right.
I believe. I believe.
I think so too. I'm pretty sure that's a sign of intelligent life is the timing and the frequencies and the change predictable, but pleasantly unpredictable. How's that?
Yeah.
How do you describe music? I guess they call it that, right? You know, a certain idea where it's going to go, but the little nuances are what makes it stand out from just a pulse of a quasar or something.
Music is it's so important in our lives, for sure, and for all humans. It's a big part of our lives, and the different genres, and doesn't matter what kind of music you like. It's there. You can find it,
So
it's all good.
All right. So we have fun with that concept in our show. We bring in guests, and some guests say, I don't want to. I'd hate the idea of the Voyager spacecraft going out there because now the aliens will come down and suck out our brains.
Oh.
But my techie, my Star Trek friends, they think, well, that's the whole point. It's the fundamental thing in life is to reach out to the stars and.
Well, if something comes down and sucks out my brain, they're not going to get much.
Lots of blues.
They won't be getting much, Jeff. You know.
I would say, what's going on?
Oh, I'd say, what's going on?
So, all right, that's good. So we're moving right along here pretty good. We're going to play another song here.
All right.
And so we played two of Heather's, and we're going to play the second one that you've chosen, Willie. You want to get that all arranged with Mr. Heitman here. Are you ready? What is it?
It's a little less lengthy than Isaac Hayes. And but it's also from an album that was a groundbreaker for Motown Records and R&B music in particular. In 1971, it's by the album was by Marvin Gaye, and the album was called "What's Going On."
Right.
And the song that we're going to play is called "What's Going On." And it's really unique in that up till that time, Motown Records only played all sort of fluff records, I would call it, about She Loves Me and, you know, and I, Baby Love and, you know, and all that stuff. And so this was a concept that that Marvin Gaye had, incredible singer, and he had this concept about doing this album of social awareness,
okay.
The various things that were going along in society.
What year was this happening? Do you remember what
this was? 1971, but okay. He had the concept about 1970, and he started recording this first song in 1970.
So the Vietnam War was over by then?
Vietnam War was still, I believe, going strong at that time. The vets, vets were returning, and his brother was a vet.
Mm-hmm.
And the horror stories that Marvin heard from his brother,
mm-hmm.
You know, it troubled him. And he was also troubled by police beatings, you know, of innocent protesters and that sort of thing. And so he decided, and also the ecology. He was concerned mm-hmm. about what was happening to the earth. And so this song that Mike's going to play for us was way ahead of its time. This was before people actually got on the bandwagon about the environment and what we're doing to the environment and other things that were mistreating of our fellow humans and mm-hmm. that sort of thing at the time. So great, great song. Berry Gordy, the head of Motown Records, said, he said it was, well, basically said, I'll paraphrase, that it was garbage that'll never go anywhere. He also said that in the song, that Dizzy Gillespie stuff in the middle, that scatting, it's old. And he said it'll never work. And so they released 100,000 copies of this record, What's Going On, ahead of the album. When Berry Gordy said no, he was out west in Hollywood, and one of the sales execs decided to buck Berry Gordy, released it, and it became the hottest selling album, or 45 rather,
yeah.
for Motown Records up to that date.
Wow.
So... And then subsequently, the album was released, and it was an incredible success.
Mm-hmm.
So, very great concept album. So, let's play it, Michael. What's going on?
Okay, start up there. Go ahead.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh,